It is September 11th, a day that has become one of our days of remembrance in this country. If you lived in this country and were old enough to have memory formed, you know where you were 15 years ago today. I'm just back from a few days in London, the capital city of a country that used to be the world's superpower. I was struck on this visit that in a city of monuments and statues, some of the greatest cathedrals ever built, museums full of trophies from Great Britain's conquest of the world, the heart of the British, the real sacred spots are in the places where they remembered the million people who died in World War I, and the Battle of Britain in World War II. The moments when it seemed like all would be lost, and somehow they were saved. In Britain's most noble monuments, there is a sense of gratitude, not triumph. I hope that will be true for this country too, as we continue to shape the history that gives context to the events of September 11th. As others have said before, let us not become the evil we deplore. The mystic Thomas Merton once said, "If you want to identify me, ask me not where I live or what I like to eat or how I comb my hair, but ask me what I think I am living for. And ask me what I think is keeping me from living fully for the thing I want to live for." In the silence of this moment, I invite you to ask yourself these same questions for yourself and for our country. O God, let us not forget the lessons of our days. Let us remember your power to bring hope out of emptiness, energy out of fear, new life out of grief and loss. Make us a new sign of peace to the world, a sign that a world is coming where the weak are protected and none go hungry or poor. A world where the riches of creation are shared. A world where different races and cultures live in mutual respect. A world where justice and love work together to build peace. Give us the inspiration and the courage to build such a world. To be such a world. Amen.